Congregation may be seated. I would invite the children to come on forward.
Come on down. Have a seat.
I'm gonna sit now. Come up one level because that way, there we are. Perfect. Perfect. Simeon, as a character in the Bible, isn't known by a lot of people, but he has been one of my favorites since I got this book Christmas when I was 4. No, it's not one of the Dead Sea Scrolls or anything like that, but it's a wonderful book because it gives us a chance to meet Simeon, right? A happy man was Simeon. This is the reason why. The Lord had told him long ago that he would never die until he saw the promised one, the great Messiah, God's own son. Old Simeon believed. He knew that God would make his words come true. He kept his secret years and years and waited every day. But Simeon was not a man to waste his time away. Each morning he'd get out of bed and comb the hair upon his head and hurry to the temple where he'd worship God with prayer. Then afterwards, as he would stroll along the winding street, the children of Jerusalem would follow at his feet, my favorite part. They'd say to him, "Please stop a while." And he would look at them and smile and sit right down upon the ground with all the children gathered round. And then he'd tell a story. What a story it would be. Perhaps the one about the funny little dancing flea. Or one about the sneezing snail. Or Wumpledoo, the wheezing whale. I always loved Wumpledoo. The boys and girls missed not a word, such stories they had never heard. "Arise, good Simeon, arise and go without delay, for in the temple you will find him now this very day." It was the voice of God he heard. And Simeon obeyed his word. He hurried down the winding street as fast as he could move his feet. He climbed the temple stairway with a quick and easy stride and stood right by the door to watch as people went inside. His eyes looked into every face that passed him in that holy place. And when he saw amid the crowd a sight that made him cry out loud, a mother and a father with a little baby boy, old Simeon could not hold back his happiness and joy. He hurried over to the child, and Jesus looked at him and smiled. Good Simeon could hardly speak, for tears were running down his cheek. He took the baby in his arms and held him to his chest. "O God of mercy, God of might, thy name be ever blessed. I've seen thy son, the promised one. Now let thy holy will be done, and take me soon to live with thee in heaven for eternity." And with that, he turned and started home along the winding street. And there, of course, the children came to trail behind his feet. "O Simeon, please stop a while," he answered with a friendly smile, and sat right down upon the ground with all the children gathered round. He didn't tell the story of the flea or of the snail. He didn't even tell the one about the funny whale. The story that he told to them was of the babe of Bethlehem. And all the children, big and small, enjoyed that story best of all. There's the joy in knowing that Jesus, the little baby Jesus we've been celebrating all week, is your Savior, my Savior, and we can hold him close, and we, like Simeon, can tell everybody who will listen how much God loves them because baby Jesus. Thank you for coming. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, may we be like Simeon. Help us to discover ways to share your story, to share your love, to share the presence of God with all we meet. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, buddy.